Rachel, welcome back. Happy Valentine's
Day.
Hello,
darling. Thank you.
Hello, 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 hello. I am Will Lambs, and you're listening to Sir Andrew's very own Desert Island Discs on Star. For those of you who like don't know what the premise of the show is, it's super simple. It's me getting one B-knock on, and this one B-knock is going to give us the 8 favourite tracks and a bit of chat. And my guest today is, in fact, the newly appointed director of Nightline, Emma Laverick. Emma, what up?
Hello.
Is this your first time on radio?
This is my very first time on radio.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous.
We should say, it's not just Rachel, our producer, Emma and I in the studio. There's also Hugsy Nightline Bear sat in the corner, which is kind of creepy. It's kind of unnerving to have a big bear just sat staring at us. And Hugsy's also mute, which is kind of sad. So, Emma, you are Nightline director.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that I kind of help look after Nightline, St Andrew's Nightline. And so for those of you who don't know, Nightline's a student-run listening service for students. So it's a phone service and an email service, and it operates from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. every night that halls is open. And you can ring up or you can email in about whatever you want, really, about absolutely anything. Be that information, or if you fancy chat, we're kind of there for you.
So absolutely anything whatsoever?
Like, absolutely anything whatsoever.
So if I wanted to phone up because I had gone home from the union and I was really hungry and I wanted to know the nearest Domino's pizza number, could I phone for that?
You certainly could, but that isn't Dundee.
That isn't Dundee.
Yes, but you very much could do that.
Okay.
And we would tell you.
Because I'd obviously be drunk and I wouldn't really know what I was asking. So that's maybe at one end of the spectrum, and then what, I could phone if I was, like, really sad or in a bad way or what?
Yeah,
like,
you can phone if you're sad, if you're upset, even if you just fancy a chat, if you want to talk things over with us, if you've got issues, or not even issues, but if you just fancy chatting about maybe problems with boyfriends, girlfriends.
Maybe if you're lonely on Valentine's Day.
Maybe if you're lonely on Valentine's Day,
like,
give
I'll
us
be.
A ring tonight.
I know, cry me a river. And there's one person every night?
There's two people on shift every night, so a guy and a girl. So if you call up and you want to speak to a guy, you can, or if you want to speak to a girl, you can just ask to speak to whatever sex you want. And they're there waiting for you to call up. And
what is the number, for those who don't know?
Okay, so the number's 01334-462266.
You should make a jingle.
Yeah, I think we make...
You should make a jingle.
Hugsy should get on that.
Yeah, I want Hugsy singing the jingle. That'd be hilarious. And you also mentioned there's an email service.
Yes, there certainly is. So the email service is kind of the same as the phone service. We answer your emails within 24 hours, and the Nightline email address is nightline@st-andrews.ac.uk.
Oh, got you. And with the email, like, presumably most people will be writing from their Saint Mail. Does that not mean, like, you can know who's writing into you?
No, not at all. We're completely anonymous. So if you were to email in, it wouldn't come up as your email address. It goes through kind of like some kind of system first that makes sure that you're completely anonymized. So we would have no way of knowing.
So you don't see
who
the address is?
No, not at all. We'd have absolutely no way of knowing who you were. So everything's completely anonymous.
Well, there we go. Your first song,
yes,
is The Skints, Rise Up by The Skints.
Yes.
Why The Skints?
Oh, my friend introduced them to me kind of last week or the week before, and I've just been listening to them ever since in the library just while I'm working.
So it's a new love.
Yeah.
This is it, Rise Up by The Skints. Hi, welcome back. So that was The Skints, Rise Up. Great tune. Hugsy was loving it.
Hugsy was
doing the slut drop to that. cheeky bear. Really cheeky. Don't know if it's an appropriate mascot. Just don't know. someone wanted to know if you, because you said that you're, as a director, you're a public face.
Yes.
How many other public faces are there?
There are four of us who are public faces, which means that we no longer take calls. And so that's me, and then there's a deputy director, there's a training and recruitment officer, and there's also a publicity officer.
So there's four of you, and yes. You're now in your third year.
Yes, I am.
And last year you were also a public face,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, last year I did the publicity.
Okay, so in your first year you did take calls?
Yes, I did, yeah.
So is it awkward that now all your friends know you're lying to them for a whole year?
No, I think they accept it.
Yeah?
Yeah, uh-huh. And some, yeah.
So it's not a case of you have to be a liar to be
No, you don't have to be a spy or, like, no, it's not.
Because there is this, like, secretive element to it in that nobody knows who's in Nightline. Like, why should it be so secretive? Why can't we know who's in it?
Well, I suppose it's kind of for the callers, for people who want to call up. I mean, it might put people off that knowing that their friends were in it, and maybe knowing that if they phoned up, they would get picked up by their friends. So, I don't know, it's just kind of...
So it's more an element
more
of...
More for the callers rather than us.
Okay, that makes sense. That does make sense. So it's not a case of you just have to be a liar to be...
No, you don't have to be a liar. That's not one of our recommendations.
It's not required.
It's not required, no.
And also, if you wanted to get involved with Nightline, how would you go about doing that?
Oh, so...
Because I'm getting kind of tempted.
Next semester is our next recruitment, so if you look out for us next semester at the Freshers' Fair, or if you go on our website, if you just type in St Andrew's Nightline into Google, then we'll come up, and you can have a look at our recruitment bit there, and you can apply then.
So, yeah. Fun. Is it quite a vigorous application process, or is it quite chill?
We do get quite a lot of applicants, and so you've got kind of an application form, and then if you get through that, you've got interviews. And if you're through that, then yeah, it's great.
Then you're basically a spy.
You're not a spy.
Sounds to me like maybe. And I want to know, Hugsy sat here looking kind of cheeky. Being kind of rude. There's a slight Ted element to Hugsy.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for Hugsy to, like, get a spliff out and be cheeky.
Hugsy's not that type of bear.
No?
No.
Hugsy's a nice bear. A good bear.
Hugsy's a Nightline bear.
Has Hugsy got a date for tonight?
I don't know. I haven't asked him personally. I don't know. Maybe if Rory the Lion.
Rory the Lion.
Up to anything, maybe they could get together.
Some bear loving between Rory and Hugsy.
And the lion.
I just can't. It's true. That would be quite homo. But
that's nothing, fine.
That's fine as well.
Yeah.
I don't know which way Hugsy and Rory swing.
That's great. Give it a go.
Hugsy's nodding in approval. Yeah. Hugsy's down for that. Dirty. Your next song is You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Yes, it is.
Why this song?
This is like a Nightline related song.
Okay.
It's like, you can call me Al. So if you call up, you could call whoever's receiving the call Al if you wanted, because you don't know who they are. You
okay.
Can
call them
what you want.
And this is
strange
it.
Strange twist.
I can see the relation. Paul Simon.
Says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit.
That's quite a funky tune. I'm quite a fan of that.
Yeah?
I like it. It's a sunny song for a sunny day.
There's only so many songs that are Nightline related, so I had kind of quite a limited pick.
Yeah, Call Me Al. Like, could I call up and be like, call me Deirdre?
If that's what you wanted, of course you could, yeah. Yeah.
Might get a call tonight. maybe not. When was Nightline founded? How long has it been going around for now?
It's been going on for 41 years now. So this is
41
41st
years.
Birthday. So it's been around for quite a long time now.
And it's only student run, right?
Yes, it is.
So it's not like there's some old lady who's still involved with it.
No, it's only student run. It's just run by students for students. So, yeah.
By students for students.
Yes.
And if you were to use three words to describe sort of the perfect Nightliner, what would you say?
I would say non-judgmental.
Okay.
Because we're completely non-judgmental. I would say I have to be a good listener.
Okay.
That's what we do.
It's kind of fundamental, yeah.
And yeah, quite understanding as well. Understanding.
So non-judgmental, a good listener, and understanding.
Yes, that's what I say.
Okay, so you clearly think you're those things.
yes, I'd say I was.
Good, that's nice. So you say there's like a boy and a girl on each night.
Yes, there is.
And they're in like some place in university. Mm-hmm. Like, do you ever think they do naughty things in that place?
No, they don't. They definitely don't.
No.
No.
So what do you do? Like, how busy is it? What do you do most of the night? So it's from 8 till 7.
Yeah, 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. They're our opening hours.
But presumably you don't get calls all the time. Like, not constantly.
Well, it depends. Or? It depends, really. Like, I can't really say. It kind of varies every night. So, yeah. But yeah.
And do you sleep or do you stay up all night?
You can sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a...
Pajama
time.
Party.
Yeah, sleepover.
It's like a slumber party. Sounds kind of fun. I don't want to ask this or not. Okay, Emma, as director of Nightline, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? This is totally irrelevant to absolutely everything, but...
Pugsy's looking baffled.
Pugsy has no expression on his face. Pugsy doesn't do expressions. Just sat there, like, dumb and mute.
I don't know. I would... Maybe 100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I could climb a tree or something.
Hugsy's transforming into a zebra.
Yeah.
It's all getting very weird. On this note, let's go on to your next song is a real cracker.
Yes.
This is Soko, I'll Kill Her. Why... It's kind of intense, I'll Kill Her. Like, why on earth is that... one of your Desert Island discs?
Because it's a great, great song. I really like it. But also, I mean, if you have feelings, if you're feeling the same way that maybe Soko's feeling...
Murderous.
Well, if maybe you're a bit sad or anything like that, or you're feeling anything that she's feeling, then you can give us a ring.
Okay, this is it.
Good link.
Of course, you are supposed to call me tonight. You are supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema and after to the restaurant, the one you like in your street. We would have slept together, have a nice breakfast together, and then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth, where some little boys are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you're never trying to reach me, no. You never called me back, you were dating that bitch blonde girl. If I find her, I swear, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away.
Intense song. Such an intense song. But it's great, and she's incredibly cool. She's a very sexy French woman.
She's
so cool.
Quite hot.
Yeah, she is. And her lyrics are very real, very true, close to the bone. I know. Maybe someone will just like sing that down the phone one day. Now I want to know a bit about you, Emma Laverick.
Yes.
Who is Emma Laverick?
Who is you're such a...
Where are you from? Where are you born? What do you study?
I'm a third year biology student. Mm-hmm. I live just outside Edinburgh.
But you're not Scottish, right?
No, I'm not Scottish. At all. I are from kind of the north of England, near a place called Sedgefield. Yeah,
no idea.
That's me. Yeah.
Okay.
Near Durham.
Mm-hmm. And how does the director of Nightline get her kicks? Well, how does she relax?
How do I relax? Oh, intense. Hugsy's looking baffled. I don't know.
Hugsy suggesting that you drink.
That I drink. No, I.
Oh, and smoke.
No.
And have raves?
House
party? Oh. Oh, I see.
What's Hugsy saying?
Oh, he's being cheeky again. He's doing Ted's actions. I think it's suggesting Nookie. But I'm not saying anything. So, yeah, you get your sort of like, you know, do you play sports?
I go to the gym a lot. I don't so much play sports.
Okay.
I'm more of an individual sports person rather than a team sports.
I like that. That's fair. Same as me, to be fair. And clearly you've enjoyed being part of Nightline because this is now your third year involved with it.
Yes, I definitely have.
So it's kind of fundamentally what quite a fun thing to do, or is it satisfying or rewarding, or how would you describe being a part of it?
All of them. It's probably the best thing that I've done. It's been great. I've made like such great friends, and
so you're,
it's
so you're,
really rewarding. Yeah.
So your relationship with the other volunteers is more of a sort of friendship, or is it quite a professional?
Oh, it's a friendship. Like you like in first year, I went on with like these people for I don't know like. A whole night, and you get to know them really well. It's like really, it's really good.
I guess it's quite a bizarre situation to be put in.
Yeah,
it's you and potentially a total stranger being put in a room for what 11 hours,
mm-hmm.
and so you just do have to chat and get to know them.
Yeah,
and
it's like in nowhere in St Andrews do you have to do that, or do you get to experience that? So I think it's great. I love it.
Fun. I'm gonna very quickly go on actually. I've got these Marcel Proust questions, which I know you're looking forward to an awful lot. But I think we'll play your fourth song and then we'll go on to the questions.
Okay.
So your fourth song, do you do like a workout to this song? This is Call On Me by Eric Prydz.
I've seen the video, it's a bit intense.
It's quite risque, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
So no, you wouldn't get you and your housemates wearing fluorescent leotards doing these dances?
Me and Shona, this isn't our thing.
This is it, Call On Me, Eric Prydz. Wow. Hugsy was really throwing some shapes there.
Certainly were.
Kind of crazy. Such moves. Here we are, Marcel Proust questions.
Okay.
So I'm now going to ask Miss Laverick a few questions by which we can sort of judge her personality.
A bit nervous.
No reason to be whatsoever. Okay, so the first question, which is probably my favourite. What do you most admire in a man and in a woman?
Oh, good chat. Someone that I can talk to. I don't know, sensitivity.
Good chat. So not Hugsy because he's
patient.
Mute.
No. Well, I love Hugsy all the same, to be fair. I mean, Hugsy's not a man or a woman. It's a bear.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Sexless.
Oh, he's looking very confused.
Okay, Karen, so you're what you admire. Good chat.
Good chat. Patience.
Is this going to be the qualities of a good nightliner?
Wit,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
so they've got to be able to laugh.
Yeah, definitely.
And at them.
Both.
And is this qualities for both a man and a woman, or are there some things about a man that you prefer and a woman you prefer? Like, do you appreciate a good moustache?
I really don't like moustaches more than anything else in the world.
Oh,
like,
really?
They're actually quite a fear of mine.
And Hugsy was going to grow one.
Sorry.
and for a woman, is there anything in particular that you really admire?
No, I suppose they're both the same. Like, yeah. No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Androgynous. What's your idea of true happiness, Emma?
My idea of true happiness? Being busy. I like being busy.
Being busy?
Yeah, being busy is quite... I'm happy when I'm busy.
So do you think if I was to cast you off to this desert island...
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be all alone, nobody mm-hmm. there, nothing to do, that you'd struggle, that you'd find it?
No, I think I'd find things to do.
You'd keep yourself busy?
Yeah, definitely.
By doing what?
By...
With what?
I think I would, I don't know, climb some trees, I don't know, go swimming in the sea, make sandcastles. I mean, I could have great fun. Hugsy's
all over that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I just wish Hugsy could speak. Hugsy has so much to say. Okay, so your idea of true happiness is keeping busy.
Yes.
I appreciate that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And your favourite colour? Do you have a favourite colour?
Blue.
Isn't that the Nightline colour as well?
Yes.
What a coincidence.
Ooh, yeah.
Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it? What's Emma Laverick's main fault?
My main fault? Being unproductive. I'm such an awful library goer in terms of going to library and not doing anything.
Why? What's your distractions?
don't know. I think I'm gonna have to move myself to like a different floor or something.
Well, Butts Wind, I hear it's quite like oppressive in there.
Oppressive. I can't wait. I want to be somewhere oppressive. That's what I want more than anything.
Okay. Someone was referring to the area, because you often sit downstairs in the same area as I do, and someone earlier was referring to it as Guantanamo, because it's I don't know why.
Well,
they said that they call that area Guantanamo because.
Well, it's quite. I've heard people refer to it as like a hospital because the lighting there makes everybody look really kind of pasty and ill.
That's kind of the whole place, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all a bit like that. One more question, and we'll probably play another song, okay. And then we'll carry on with the rest of the questions. Yes. I'm quite enjoying this. What do you most appreciate in your friends?
In my friends? Oh, goodness.
Hugsy's looking very intently at you.
probably the same as I most admire in a man or woman. Good cook. Cooking's good as well. Yeah.
Cooking's very important.
Very important. I'm not a very good cook, so I appreciate that quality in my friends.
And Hugsy can't handle a knife, so Hugsy can't cook, unfortunately. So much. I wish we had a webcam going on here. On that note, let's play your next song, which is Classy Girls by The Lumineers. Why this song?
I just like the song, really. Yeah, it's a great song. It's quite chilled.
And you're a classy girl?
Yeah.
This is it, The Lumineers.
Well, she was standing in a bar. I said, hello, how do you do? She handed me a beer with a kangaroo. And she spoke of places I had never been. Did she have traveled to...
that was Classy Girls by The Lumineers.
Okay.
Fun tune, I like it.
Yeah.
Another one of your Desert Island Discs.
Certainly is.
We're going to carry on right where we left off with these Marcel Proust questions, because I'm having far too much fun with them.
I'm excited.
What do you... No, let's leave that one. If not yourself, who would you be? And you can't say Hugsy. Hugsy's
there.
I was
just about to say Hugsy.
Blatantly not.
I would love to be Hugsy. What a life he leads. I think that...
What does Hugsy do by the day? Like, I don't really know what Hugsy does.
Hugsy...
Flirts with Rory the Lion?
Flirts, yeah. I mean, I think more and more he'll be seen around Tesco's, maybe. I don't know, like wandering around the streets of St. Andrews.
Selling bigger shoes.
Just having fun.
Throwing up in the toilets of the union.
Solving crime, that's what he does.
Snorting coke in the Vic. I'm joking. I don't really know. Of course Hugsy doesn't do this thing. So you'd want to be Hugsy, legitimately?
Yeah, I would legit want to be Hugsy.
Okay,
yeah. Dubious. I think it would be a great life.
Dubious answer. You can't say Hugsy again for this next question.
Okay, not
empty. Who's a real life hero for you?
It's really sad.
Oh no, this is good, come on.
My gran is a... I love my gran.
It's bringing a tear to my eye.
Because, well, she's great. She does, like, aqua aerobics, and she travels the world and sends me postcards of her in, like, Abu Dhabi with, like, in, like, a mosque in, like, head to toe in, like, Muslim gear. And, like, she's just great. She's, like, traveling the world, doing what she likes.
Quite a funky character.
She's amazing. Yeah, I love her to pieces.
She's amazing. Okay, I'm not saying you're a hater now, but what do you hate the most? Full stop. Like, what do you really hate?
What do I hate the most?
Mm.
Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
People who sniff. Yeah. Babies on public transport.
Babies on public transport.
Yeah.
Snorers.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I can't stand people who snore.
You're quite a hater, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No. Just
and there was me thinking people. Nightline was going to be Nice Line.
Yeah, Nightline is Nice Line.
And what is your present state of mind right now?
Great.
Good.
Amazing. Incredible.
And on that note, let's go on to your sixth song, which is Call Me by Blondie. Is this another Nightline related?
Yes.
Quite appropriate.
01334 for 62266.
And once more?
01334. 62266.
You've got it. This is Blondie, Call Me.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Color me.
So I'm all flustered now. There's some very, very, very good dancing going on there from Hugsy. Very good dancing, God. So where were we? What were we talking about before this? We were talking about your present state of mind being great. And would it still be great on the island?
Yeah. I would love to go to Desert Island for a bit.
You'd love to?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would. Let's quickly discuss now, before we go on to other songs, what your luxury item would be. Because you've thought quite hard about this. So it's got to be something that's not communicative or practical. I think you're debating between either fireworks or paint.
Okay. I think I'd go for paint.
Okay. Why?
But, like, not picture paints. Like, just because if I got bored, I could, like, paint everything a different colour. I think that would be quite a fun thing to do, maybe. I mean...
So you'd paint all the palm trees.
The turtles.
Assuming there are turtles, it's very much a desert island. It could be barren. There could be nothing on it. It's just like a big sand dune.
The sand.
Okay, that can work. I think it's a nice idea, paint. And you can paint yourself as well. Your body's a canvas.
Exactly. That's what I'm always saying.
There you go. So you get an endless supply. An endless supply of paint.
Yes.
For you.
For, yes.
Why not? Why not? I think it's a great idea. We're on 6 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Let's quickly go on to your 7th. But I want to know why your 7th. Nora Jones, she's 22, because you're not 22.
I'm not 22. I'm only 20. But I would like to be 22. I think 22 is a good age to be.
I'm going
to
be 22 this year.
Well, I'm jealous then.
Yeah.
I think 20... Oh, you're quite old though.
What is... 22 is not old. It's like barely a quarter of my life.
Oh, I don't know. Well,
I hope. Oh, that's saying something, isn't it?
No, yeah. I love Nora Jones. And I could, like, I kind of fall asleep to her music, which is good. Forever 22.
Productions. This is just quite a nice song as well, really, I guess.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Nora Jones, she's 22.
Loving you when you never know how it makes me blue. Does it make you happy?
Nora Jones, she's 22. I'm increasingly thinking maybe it's a bad idea to have Hugsy the Bear in the studio with us. It's been quite the distraction.
He's looking great at the moment.
No, he is. He's quite the comedian. So once more, the number for Nightline.
Okay, so it's 01334462266. And the email address is nightline@st-andrews.ac.uk.
And as you said earlier, your email address is totally anonymised.
Yeah, completely anonymous. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about Nightline, is that it is totally anonymous. It's confidential.
Yeah, it's completely anonymous. So you don't know anyone that's picking up. It's completely confidential, so we won't pass stuff on to the university. We're completely non-judgmental, so you can talk about whatever you want.
So people should be safe in the knowledge that if they were to phone... they can really just say whatever they have in their mind.
Yeah, we're just there to listen. You can just talk about literally whatever you want. We're not going to judge you. Just, yeah, we're there kind of for you.
So you're effectively like a soundboard from which you can just, like, vent any emotions you have.
Yeah, you can call or email, like, literally about anything. And people kind of often, like, say, well, does that actually mean anything and everything? But all sorts. We get calls about anything and everything. So don't worry about kind of...
Don't worry about being judged.
No, not at all.
And how many listeners, I don't know if you can say or not, but how many listeners would you, how many calls would you normally get?
It really depends. Like, you can't really say because it varies so much. Like we have busy times and non-busy times. We don't record how, like, many calls we get. So you just
So it just depends on the night.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how it happens. I imagine, like, this must be certain, like, imagine, like, I know for Race 2 there must have been quite a lot of calls because they did the support.
We were open during Race 2 as well. So, that was good to give support to people who were racing.
I was almost going to phone myself when we were, like, stuck in Cologne with, like, sweet Jack idea of what to do.
Well, you should have.
No, it's fine. I just, like, spoke to some Germans. It was okay. We got through. It was fine. It was all fine. And when would the next recruitment period be, if anybody was curious?
If you are curious, then the next recruitment period is next semester. So look out. We'll also be in Wednesday memos. So look out for kind of application for an information evening, and you can fill an application, and if you go on our website, then it will kind of tell you everything there as well. Yeah.
Would you say that being a member of Nightline is good training for being a member of MI5? In the you're sort of like a bit of a sneaky beaky, aren't you?
you don't go and like, you're not, if you're a Nightline,
do you have secret handshakes?
No.
Initiations?
No. No. I mean, it could be in the sense that, like,
code names.
No one knows, like, that you're in it.
Cheeky winks,
no.
No.
No, none of that kind of stuff.
Special gowns?
No special gowns.
Ceremonies?
Nope.
Nothing like that. So it's not anything, it's not like Masonic or anything.
No.
It's kind of boring, isn't it, really?
It's definitely not boring. There's one thing, it's definitely not boring.
It sounds fun. It sounds
so
like
much fun.
It sounds like it's a good thing to be a part of.
Oh, definitely.
And like, for rewarding.
Very super rewarding. Like, definitely the best thing that I've done. It's been absolutely great. Yeah, really great.
I guess for like some people, you can be that sort of like that stranger in the night, like that rock for someone.
Yeah, and often people do find it difficult, especially in the night and like the evening, to like speak to people. So it's quite good. You kind of, people call up for all sorts of reasons, and kind of we're always there from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. So yeah, that's kind of quite great.
So it could be like, when you say anything, like it could be what, mental health issues, it could
yeah,
be wanting to know when the sexual health clinic's open,
yeah,
you're embarrassed to go and ask someone face to face.
Yeah, anything. Like, if you don't know where a room is for your exam, then you can call up and ask, like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know, like, if something that you think's really stupid but you want to get off your chest, then call up, and it's definitely not stupid to us, so, like, we're literally
just... So you're not just going to laugh down the phone if I say, you know, I don't know how to have sex?
No, not at all. Not in the slightest. We could, like, literally not in the slightest. You can literally say whatever you want, so... Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good.
It's great.
Let's go on to your last song, mm-hmm. Which is, you said, special for you because this band's coming from your hometown, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the place that I live at the moment, in like Pennycook, which is just outside Edinburgh.
Pennycook.
Yeah. So there, and it's a really like small town, so it's quite surprising that people are.
This
fun.
Is Mersault Lament for a Teenage Millionaire. That was Lament for a Teenage Millionaire by Mersault. Mm. Mersault? Mersault? I don't know. How do you say it?
Mersault.
Mersault. Mersault. We're coming so quickly to the end of the show. One last time, the number, the email address.
Okay. 01334462266. And if you forget, you can get the number on the back of your matric card.
Is it?
That's quite handy.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, and the email address is nightline@st-andrews.ac.uk.
Wonderful. And now we come to the point of the show where I have to ask you for your one other book. So I give you the complete works of Shakespeare and the Bible.
Right.
And then you're allowed one other book. What do you take?
Ooh, and probably The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby. Yeah.
Great book. Such a great book.
I love The Great Gatsby.
And the film's coming out soon.
I know, I'm very, very excited. I've seen the adverts.
Super excited.
Yeah.
Quite a film. So, Great Gatsby's your book?
Yes, it certainly is.
Paint is your
yeah.
cheeky, fun yeah, thing on the island.
So, yeah.
Fair enough, whatever, each
yeah.
their own.
Yeah.
And if you were to save one of these discs from the sea, should the waves come and try and reclaim your music, which one would you save out of all those 8 tracks?
Probably the first one. The Skints Rise Up, maybe?
The Skints Rise Up.
Yeah.
It's a nice song. It's
quite
a good song.
Chilled. Yeah, I quite like it.
This call brings us to the end of the show. Next week, we've got the chaplain on, Reverend Dr. Donald McEwen, who's a great guy. Met him earlier. He's kind of quite a character. He's got some Japanese music for us, some classical, some 80s. I'm excited. So yeah, please tune in next week. I've been Will Land. Emma Laverick, thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Nightline sounds fantastic. Yes. Rachel, thank you as always.
And Hugsy.
And Hugsy. Don't forget Hugsy. What up? Bye bye. This is The Skints Rise Up.
I'm bunning in that wood, but green has made me dream, but had to pass.